Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
For the next hour or so, we're going to hang out, roll some dice, have some laughs, and play a little Shadow Dark. If you want to support shows like these that you love, head over to jointhenaish.com, and for just $12 a month, you get access to everything we've ever published ad-free, including new weekly exclusive episodes. John's. Doing this for 10 years. 60-plus systems. Name one system.
Shadow Dark.
Come on, Matthew. Oh, something
different. God. System.
Something else.
Star Wars RPG.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Sydney, name another one.
Delta Green.
Nice.
Oh, nailed it.
And 57 more.
That's Matt.
It's actually more than that because it was over 60.
Over 60. We didn't want to say over 63 different shows. Anyways, also subscribe youtube.com/GlaxoCannon. Do that. Go to your Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a review. Download it. I see you. Matthew, we didn't do a review of the week last week. You got one this week?
Well, you launched into a very compelling discussion about whiskey sheds.
Sheds.
Come on, whiskey shed.
I do have one ready to go. Here it is.
Listen how ready it is.
This comes to us from Chime Girl 81.
Chime Girl 81.
Okay.
Title, enjoyable, period.
Ooh. Wow. No exclamation point.
Text of the review, I enjoy this show. Period.
Wow.
Definitive statement.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do.
It doesn't have to be a missive.
It doesn't have to be filled with praise.
It's fitting for a Chime Girl that it's a ringing endorsement.
Bravissimo.
There he goes.
He's so proud of himself. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
He's on fire. He's like, well, I can phone in the rest of this now.
I'm just sitting here quietly for the next 90 minutes.
Right at the top.
Sitting quietly and take satisfaction.
Not going to top that.
Job well done.
Bask in that one.
I was going to ask you guys something, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to ask them this, and I forgot. So, Sydney, what do you got?
Oh, wow. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Ask
gotta
something interesting.
It's got to be relevant.
Okay.
Interesting, okay. Thought-provoking.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little titillating.
You're throwing a lot of stuff at me.
All of those things.
We talked about sheds last time, and I want to talk to you guys about something, as some of you own your houses and you have yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yard stuff.
Yeah.
How often are you guys getting after it?
Yard stuff?
Yeah, like, are you up keeping,
I need more.
Are you upkeeping, like, landscaping, or is it like you have grass and you kind of don't have to worry about it? And just have to, like, cut the grass.
Oh, Sydney.
I can't believe you've opened this can of worms.
Oh, well, here's what I'm dealing with.
I wouldn't even have brought this up.
In my small New York City backyard for my apartment, it's great. I'm so happy I have a backyard. I have a huge pine tree in my backyard. Have never really dealt with the pine needle problem. I didn't have pine trees in my yard when I was growing up. You know, we had regular leaves. You rake them up. You put them in the burn pile.
Irregular about a pine tree?
It's just, Matthew, you can't rake them up as easily. Mm-mm. And they're sharp, and they fuck up your soil, and they clog everything up. When it rains, it all turns to mud. I can't grow grass. I tried to do a garden. Not happening.
That sucks.
And speak on that.
And we said he couldn't be topped.
Says it all.
You've really thrown a lot at us. I can't solve your pine tree problem.
No one can.
I can. Cut it down.
No. And I said to
you, I'm dealing with this right now. I have a horrible tree that destroys my house and yard.
Yep.
And you just want to cut it down.
I know, but it's...
And for good reason, there are laws against such things.
Yes.
And you have to, like, plant other trees and 100% in on that. But I'm trying to explain to a, you know, municipal policy person who doesn't really care about your individual case, that this tree, which trees are beautiful, right, Matthew?
Beautiful.
This tree is an asshole. It's an asshole tree. It's a tree that I am, it astounds me someone planted this.
Is it a pine tree?
In a residential yard. No, it's a deciduous tree. It just, like, it drops, like, it does two phases, one in June and one in July, where it drops horrible stuff, like slimy, this is like-
Or is it a shipberry tree?
No, but it's close. So at first it drops all this, like, slimy fray stuff that when it gets wet, it sticks into everything.
Tree?
Yes.
It's a linden tree.
It is a linden tree. And then after that, it drops full on berries and like all over everything. And then they get into everything. And I'm just like, this is a good tree in the middle of a forest.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good tree in a residential yard.
There's a whole Mitchell and Webb sketch about what those trees smell like.
Oh, because they smell crazy, right? Yeah.
Zeb, tree come.
Yeah.
Well, and there's also this thing in New York City where they have not planted well for, like, male and female trees. So we have a lot of, like, male trees.
Male ginkgos.
Yeah. And they just release.
They drop the ship
pollen.
Berries.
And they release pollen. And so there's berries. Like, so much pollen in New York City because they didn't do the tree sexes right.
It's on purpose.
To not make more.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's bad.
It's like Jurassic Park. It never works out.
Yeah. Life finds a way.
But you know what? The grass is always the grass is always greener.
I don't know about life finding a way.
The grass is always greener because, like, a tree gives you privacy. It gives me privacy from my neighbors. It gives you privacy.
It gives me privacy from birds. Does it give me privacy from anyone? It's up in the sky.
There's good things too. My friends
passing aircraft.
Passing aircraft can't see into my bedroom.
Satellites. Sure.
Satellites.
You know what else it does? It brings over all the birds that then shit all over the yard. You know what was really gross? In the winter, the snow. Whoosh, snowfall comes down.
Very pretty.
And beautiful. Gorgeous. And then it was massacred by bird diarrhea, like, all over my yard.
What are you feeding your birds?
Here's what I started to
realize. Why have your birds not flown south for the winter?
They don't fly south for the winter. They stay in my tree. And they shit on my snow.
Having a chili cookout, I guess.
And you're looking out at the snow. And the only thing I could... you should have seen it. I wish I had a picture of it. Maybe I do. I'll look it up. It was like... is this what's in my grass all the time that, like, you're walking around and the kids are playing in barefoot? It's just bird shit everywhere and I just didn't see it before. So now I'm scared of my own backyard. I got to get rid of this tree.
I've been in your backyard. Now I'm scared of what I'm carrying.
Right? So anyway, I'm sorry to make it about my tree. But I'm just in this zone where it's like, if the tree is ruining your yard.
Yeah.
Cut down the tree. Poison it.
There's a Simpsons episode where there's a screamapillar appears in the Simpsons backyard and it's endangered. And so they want to kill it because it's like just screaming all the time. And the EPA guy comes through. It's just like, you are forbidden from doing this for, via the Reversal of Freedoms Act of 2004. And like, they have to like protect it. And it's just like, okay, it's sexually attracted to fire.
The Reversal of Freedoms Act.
Reversal of Freedoms
Act. I like that one.
It's a good one.
I like that one.
I'm meticulous about my yard.
You have a great yard.
Yeah, I take it very seriously.
You have the yard of a king.
I can't even talk about it with you, but I pay attention to everything.
You can't even discuss it.
It would take the whole episode. Nobody cares about that. But like, I never knew how much I'd love having a yard, but now that I have it, it has to be perfect.
Would you cut down a tree if it was bothering you?
Fuck that tree. Yeah. I don't care about a tree. I killed 6 squirrels over the winter.
With your bare hands.
Did you roast them on a spit? No, they got into rat poison in my shed and they all started eating it and I just kept finding dead squirrels everywhere.
So you did not mean to kill them.
Well, we'll see what the judge says in squirrel court.
new show within the show. Squirrel court.
Is John Larroquette prosecuting you?
I feed my squirrels in the backyard. They live in my big pine.
I do too. Rat poison.
I can't believe I'm hearing from both of you right now.
Fuck trees, fuck squirrels.
I take the almonds out and I line them up on my fence. And I trained one squirrel to become comfortable enough where I would sit on my couch outside and they would just come right up. I would feed them little almonds.
That's safe.
Dude, they carry poison and disease.
I wore some gloves.
You wore some gloves?
Does that mean you wore...
That made it seem like a lie, the way you said. I wore fingerless gloves.
A maximum of 2 you can wear. Yeah.
No, maybe she was wearing fingerless gloves.
I wore some gloves.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm glad you're still here.
I can't believe this is how we open this episode.
Okay. Here's an ad about a hose or something.
For your yard. For your backyard.
Nash, if you are out there caring for your lawn with any hose other than Pocket Hose, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're thinking. Pocket Hose is the world's number one expandable hose. Not only does it fill up with water and take care of your lawn when it's full, once it's emptied out and you're finished, it packs away into the tiniest space and saves you so much room and so much hassle. But not only that, Pocket Hose is now releasing the new Pocket Hose Ballistic, which we've been telling you about, I've been telling you about for weeks. This thing is phenomenal. It is made with a liquid crystal polymer, the same kind of thing that they use in bulletproof vests. That's right. That's because hoses take a lot of wear and tear. You're dragging them over the rocks. You're dragging them over the driveway, over the asphalt, around the stoop, around the corners of the house, and those things can just get pulled and scraped, and hoses generally have a short life. At least that's what it's been like in my experience. Not with the Pocket Hose Ballistic. Not only that, but you're going to go ahead and get the new the 360 degree spinning pocket pivot. This thing is unbelievable. It turns at the nozzle no matter where you pull your hose and keeps that water flow going and never cinches up and cuts off your water supply. Also, let's talk about reinforced washers. Yup. Give me some reinforced washers because nothing is worse than a leaky hose. This is designed to resist those leaks and keep your watering going strong. And now, for a limited time, when you purchase a new Pocket Hose Ballistic, you'll get a free 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text GCN to 64000. That's GCN to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. Text GCN to 64000. Message and data rates may apply.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
We're back! I want to thank our sponsors for this Shadow Dark campaign. Norse Foundry. I still don't love the dice rolling method, but seeing it fail for you makes me like it a little more.
Yeah. You just want to see balance. That's all. Right. You want to see balance.
Balance in all things.
It's just so fun and cool. See? I mean...
Two!
Even with bad results, it's just so cool.
I feel like we've given so much attention to those recently. I'm going to go back. I'm going to roll for this episode the beautiful wood ebony die from Norse Foundry that I love.
And that you can't read?
I can't read.
Oh, great.
16. Read it fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll this one this
episode. Is getting better.
I've been rolling shit lately.
You have?
But I don't blame, I don't blame Norse Foundry.
I'm in a cold
streak. I don't thank them, though, either.
I want to be clear. I don't thank them, either.
I'm not going to blame nor praise. But thank you to them. Also, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. And I had to think. What's the other Foundry one? Foundry Virtual Tabletop. They're great.
They are fantastic.
Yeah. Anyways.
I am excited for, I'm assuming new map today. Unless we all died.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Foundry
I want to go back into Theater of the Mind.
Maybe we were teleported back into the Theater of the Mind.
I want to describe how you were torn apart. That second you walked into that.
I want to quickly say...
Discorporated.
Seeker first, though, right?
Yep.
For Foundry VTT, I wanted to quickly say that the glowing effect of the portal, whatever you put in there, really cool.
Very cool.
Put that together in seconds.
It was really cool. Crazy.
That's Foundry VTT magic. Squirrel court.
Verdict. Guilty. Technological ease.
Squirrel court
music. Squirrel court. Squirrel court. I can't even say it. Squirrel court.
These courtrooms, the nuttiest are the...
Yeah. Oh, you're onto something.
You had something there.
Going.
Don't quit.
In these courtrooms.
Those improv classes are paying off. Yeah.
Soon they're going to be paying off.
What the hell are we paying for?
Student loans.
For those classes.
The nuttiest criminals in town. Good, Sydney.
Thank you.
Said so many people in history.
That the improv will pay for my student loans?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I have a quick question for you before we get into
it. Yeah, I'll do a shot.
I really want
to... what?
Earlier today,
yeah.
I asked Francis to set up a shot of Sydney for something that we were, you know, just going to be shooting away from the table.
Right.
And I said, can you set up a shot between apps? And he's like a shot? You want a shot?
Oh, he was ready to go.
Francis is ready to go.
There's no other way. There another way?
Like 11 a.m. He's like, yeah. You ripping shot?
Are you ready to do this? Like the old days?
He like hadn't had lunch yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
shots? He had a seriousness in his eyes.
Look, you know that look that he gets when he wants shots?
You can't say no.
It would be fun like during one of the live shows, just like at intermission. Jump off stage, go to the bar, and be like, "Shots for everybody!"
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. Richard Harris.
We used to do that, like, except without any of the work, and it ruined shows.
It would get everybody drunk, then they won't care.
Right, get the audience all drunk.
Yeah. Shots for everybody on Matthew's card.
Yeah. Capital CAP
and then a bunch of vowels.
Didn't you have a story back in the day in your like nightclub days about some guy buying like rounds for a bunch of people and then sneaking out on it? Like,
oh, it's Harry's Leonardo DiCaprio story. I believe it's DiCaprio. Yes,
I think it was Harry. It was a famous person.
Yeah, it was like him and Tobey Maguire were hanging out.
That's right.
And he rolled in. I want to say it was DiCaprio. I don't want to besmirch.
I think it was.
But I'm pretty sure it was. He came into one of the Hamptons clubs and was just like, shots for everybody. And they were like, let's fucking go. And then cocktail around the back. And they were like,
around the back.
They brought him the bill. He goes, here you are, Mr. Cameron. He goes, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, no interest in paying. Just wanted to show off that he got shots for everybody.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I think it was DiCaprio.
I'm pretty sure it was.
And it was a Harry story, right?
Yeah.
What a power move.
He told us in the car. We're driving in the car.
What do you say?
Get that out of my face.
You can't be like, no, you have to pay Mr.
I've told
DiCaprio.
I bartended in the Hamptons one weekend. Yes, one weekend.
You've told the story.
I've told the story about the money. Yeah. It's a good story. I don't want this to be a rerun, but... Yeah.
Go back and listen to episode.
Horrible people.
It's Eclipso now.
Insert
200.
Episode.
Guys, remember that time I...
Scorecard.
What do you guys want to do?
I want to hear a recap.
I want to know what... Yeah, well, I want to hear a recap, and then I want to know what happened.
Feeling uncomfortable.
Can I help? Can I help you?
No, I just want to kind of like explore the space a little bit.
You know,
I'm tired of sitting.
You want to walk around?
No, I don't know.
You want to turn this into standing desks?
Yeah, well, could we do a standing episode?
Raise.
Dude, you know what? I'm not a big fan of standing and playing, but I'm a huge fan of standing and GMing.
Yes. 100%.
Standing and running a game.
Yeah, this is just, I feel very confined.
Yeah.
You used to be able to rove.
I used to be able to rove.
You need a
you weren't even bored.
You need a Magnolia Tom Cruise headset mic.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Walking back and forth, pacing back and forth.
Well, he used to do this stuff before we had video, and he and Troy had a lav mic.
Yeah.
In my apartment. He used to like walk around and like get into full character. Remember like peeking out the window? Very interesting point you made. Look out the window.
And you would like, come flying pieces into our maps.
Yeah. It was cool. It was,
maybe we should,
you used to be such a
show was really good back then.
Energetic GM.
We were younger.
Yeah.
We were younger. Had our whole life ahead of us.
Yep. Recap, Sydney.
Me?
No, you already did.
I can do one again. I mean,
Skidney.
I'll do it.
Okay.
So last episode, we were dealing with the bulk of the skeletons that had been fleeing because of the turn undead that Pharaoh had emitted.
Heroically cast.
That's
what you wanted to say.
We chased them down into the next room to the north, and we eventually destroyed the remnants of them. And Pharaoh did another turn undead after that, like the other one expired, and it ended up destroying the rest of them.
Yes. Because you rolled.
I rolled really high in my spellcaster check. And then we went up into the second level of this like tower, we assume, and we saw this room with five large statues of armored knights positioned in a semicircle around this glowing blue crystal. And we sent the seeker. We discovered somehow that the crystal was a portal to some other place. We speculated that it may be how the invaders who desecrated this castle in the past came here through this portal. But we sent the seeker to the other side to make sure it was okay for the rest of us to scout it out.
He bravely walked in.
When he did it, a ghost of a priest who seems to have been stationed here before they died.
A priest of St.
Tiragnus appeared and flew at us in a rage. Pharaoh did turn undead again. It worked. And so I held it at bay while the rest of us, one by one, went through the portal to escape.
Because it seemed like we couldn't really do much damage to it. And it seemed very powerful.
And it seemed like it was not really evil. It was acting. It was not. Its intentions may not have been evil, or may have been something
could
was
be twisted it. By the
twisted
the
by
horrors that took place here. Yeah, it's all still you're still piecing together this mystery to a certain extent.
And it managed to say that they had gotten into the crypt, I believe is what they're in the crypt.
Yeah.
So that we had a theory that
breached the crypt.
So we had a theory that the portal might take us to the crypt or something.
And so one by one, you stepped through. You guys want some caps?
Yes,
please.
I actually don't need one this time.
What? Whoa, you're maxed.
What? You're cat maxed?
Cat maxed.
Cat maxed.
Cat maxing.
Cat maxing.
She's cat maxing.
She's cat maxing now.
You chose
poorly. Oh, dude. Let's go.
Come cap.
Come cap. Oh, I got a Raga cap.
The most powerful.
Mr. Stone himself.
Mr. Stone.
Oh, man. Yes, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Are you cat maxed now too?
I am now cat maxed.
Wow. Yes.
Cat maxed too.
That's be nice. I'm playing a fighter next time.
I have so many books here. So many books. So much going on here.
It's so funny. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking I'm going to play caster next time. This is more interesting.
You do? Well,
I
maybe today's the day.
Today's maybe the day, or maybe not.
Today's the day. We've established that no one has stepped through a portal before in their mortal life. Maybe seen some portal play, as it were.
Portal play.
Yeah, we talked about maybe our characters had seen, or at least like heard tell of some kind of portals during the war.
Yeah, could I ask, because you mentioned that, and the seeker kind of mentioned it, how common would that be for like, how high level of a mage would you have to be to cast something like this? Or would we have seen this like on the battlefield?
I think it would be pretty high level. I'm reading the second book of Malazan, Book of the Fallen right now. Deadhouse Gates, and they talk about how like they're walking around and they can see in the distance fighting going on, and they just know those are mages battling. They can just tell that that particular fighting in the distance. That's kind of what it feels like. I imagine you were part of this, and there's just this high level magic going on that you're just like, holy shit. I don't even want to be anywhere near that.
Right. You want to catch a stray spell, a stray magic missile.
It's like Glenn Cook, too.
Which I guess doesn't exist.
When they're fighting, and he knows it's what the hell is that guy's name?
Steve.
No. The ones that have the names, all of like those mages that have like the weird names.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara. Thinking Seeker, but
orangutan, it's taken. Orangutan Jerry.
The 10 who were taken.
The 10 who were taken.
Yeah. 10 who were taken.
You can tell that they're fighting.
I knew it was one of them.
One has like a magic carpet and like one uses certain types of spells, and they always talk about it where they're like, I knew it was them because I could like hear their magic or like whatever. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. And so this is high level stuff that you probably would be weary of, but in this moment, you felt compelled to walk through. I wonder what that moment is like. Is it just a second where you and appear somewhere else? Do you float in this nothingness for a moment where you're in this negative space, this other dimension? And do you even recognize the passage of time?
I always just do, I always picture contact, that like kind of, you know, wormhole tunnel kind of thing.
When she's sitting over it,
I was like, the shot with the medicine cabinet.
No, that is
great
that's
shot.
Insanity.
But no, the through the tunnel. But then it also has these like temporal wave problems where you're kind of like in
when her face is being
her face struggles with that, and she's saying something that she says later.
Yeah,
but she's saying it at the same time, and like kind of sees herself saying it. Like cool stuff, like twisting of time a little bit. I think it's cool.
Well, let's go. Let's go to the map.
I knew it.
I knew there'd be a new map. Within seconds, like there is this absence of light, absence of sound, and then
darkness and silence.
You know,
also known as
you know that you are someplace else, but it's dark. Your light spell has been extinguished in the transfer.
Can you pull that up just so we move the sands along?
What?
John is in front of you.
What are you talking
about? Oh, wait. Other way. But don't.
Yeah, because now we need to start it over.
Yeah, we need to start it over. So I'm saying let's let it go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Awesome.
Great. You arrive. You know you're someplace else, but it's dark. You just hear.
Seeker, are you here?
Rowan.
Yes. I'm here.
How far have you walked?
Can I follow the sound of his voice?
I'm here. I cannot.
Some light.
Cannot cast.
Listen.
Cannot cast my spell. I have lost all connection to Geed.
Ellison, do you have a torch?
That's a good question. I think I do.
Can I try to cast light again?
You can.
I do so. Come on, Geed, old buddy. Don't let me down. Come on, Geed, old buddy.
Yes, natty 13. Now roll a
D100.
Ooh. That sounds not promising.
That sounds like a mishap.
I do not have a torch.
44. The light does not go on.
Curse of Moses Malone.
You do not lose the spell, but as you feel like you successfully cast it, you feel your connection wherever you are. It's still there. You know it. But the light does not come on.
There is no magic here.
I'm going to attempt to light a torch.
Okay.
In the dark. See, I'm going to sheathe my shield.
Okay.
And attempt to light a torch. This is not something I've ever done in the dark.
Oh.
Okay.
What does that require me to do?
Just
roll a dex check?
Tell me you light a torch.
Okay. I light it. Because we're not in combat. Tell him. Right.
You light it.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
We're in a room.
Oh.
Oh, and there's a door in front of us and behind.
And behind us.
Is that the portal? Behind us.
That is like a picture frame on the wall.
Oh.
Uh-oh, no portal.
Interesting.
So we walk through a picture frame?
And the picture is just like slashed slash like swords must have run through it.
Oh, wow. And there is the seeker cowering in the corner.
In the corner.
Saint goes up to
stands up
to Rowan to the seeker.
He's rubbing his eyes. Must the mist dusty get in my eyes?
He kind of grabs Seeker by the shoulder and looks at him.
He's got like red eyes. He's a little bloodshot.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I just, it seems as if my magic's not working here, but apparently I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Something might be blocking it. Maybe the portal itself. I've never used a portal.
I can feel the presence of Gate, but magic will not work.
Can I attempt to detect magic check? See if I can get a spell off.
Sure.
See if it's what die to use? Okay. Okay. I successfully cast it.
Roll the D100.
Interesting.
What D100 do you use?
What D100 do you? How about the get in the trunk?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
trunk.
100.
Yeah, let me see.
So gorgeous. Let's see how they perform in action.
21.
You have that same feeling that Pharaoh does. You know you've done everything right to cast that spell. And you do not sense the presence of magic, nor do you feel like you've initiated that spell. I told you.
Fascinating.
Something is wrong here. Wherever we are, if we are deep underground or in some other place, magic is different.
We're in a crypt of some kind. The priest screamed it before we left. He said we'd breached the crypt. And I'm going to walk with the torch.
Do you want to keep the torch, or do you want to hand it off to me, who can't cast magic, who can't use magic? That way you can have both hands free. All right, so the light is on Ellison.
To Ellison.
Okay. And we have to start a new timer, but, well.
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
Just flip it, I guess.
And I'll pull out my shield. I'll pull the shield back out.
Okay.
And put it up close to this door. I want to see if there's any inscription on it. What does the door look like?
So now Allison has the torch?
Yeah, yep. Allison now carries the torch.
It is just a plain wooden door.
Right.
Listen beyond. You do hear this sort of like wet slapping sound. Don't be weird.
I'm so rhythmic. Mad that you said that.
Sorry, that's what you
expected me.
Slapping sound.
To sit here. And seriously, not.
I just want you to be an adult about it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No.
That was you.
There we go.
I didn't do
it. Can we just be adults?
Come on.
Can't you just hear a wet slapping sound and not?
Yeah, and not.
And just let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm going
You're
to
a dirty crib.
He's open the
no.
door.
No,
you're so dirty.
Open.
Hurry!
For the love of everything, Holly, open the
Who's
door.
Who's in there?
Who's a naughty crib?
Open the door, please.
Just wanted you to know we're coming in. Knock,
and
knock,
they're,
knock.
And they're coming out.
There is something strange about this door. There's a sock on the door.
Me too.
My roommate's in there. Okay.
All right. So you pop open the door.
I will open the door.
Go. Now the sound is far more present coming from down the hallway, but the extent of your light, you don't see anything.
Saint takes out his bow.
I'm going to look for traps.
You don't see any traps.
Okay.
I'm going to load my crossbow.
Okay.
I also look for traps.
Okay. You step in and you see about 30 feet away.
What?
Like giant gray ooze. It's just like,
oh no,
eating corpses.
Oh.
You picked the most penis-like
Alex.
Matthew. Art. Not everything is a penis, okay?
That is a penis.
Don't be weird, man. That is not necessarily.
It's a penis with a glistening penis. Drops of things on it, Troy.
Come on, Matthew.
Why?
Nothing about this says penis.
Not even the glands.
Not even the glands.
Smells like a linden tree in here.
I was trying to make it wide, but I can't figure it out.
All right.
Let's think about baseball.
What is that thing? You got a laugh from the crew there, Skip. All right. I'm going to... What is that thing? The hell is that thing?
I believe that's... organ of male anatomy.
Oh, Christ. Now, this looks like it's just a hallway that doesn't end. Oh, it's in the middle of a long hallway.
Yeah, give me a stealth check now that you've got that close.
Ooh. Okay. Natural 20.
Ooh, okay, so.
Wow.
As of right now, it does not detect you. It is so engrossed in gorging on a pile of corpses.
Can we sneak by it?
It's taking up the whole hallway.
There's no way to sneak by it. I'm gonna put my shield on my back, and I'm gonna say, reach my hand back and say, give me the torch.
I'll pass it to you.
I'll take the torch and try. I want to sneak up to it and just try to
burn it.
Burn it. Try to like put fire on it. See if
right, I'm gonna give you. Or... I'm gonna give you that surprise attack. So go ahead and just make sure you can touch it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna move up, sneaky closer. Stay back.
Failure would mean that it detects you and we're in it.
Okay. So I'm gonna roll now. This is, would you consider that I get my inherent bonuses of a melee attack? It's a melee attack.
Yeah, absolutely, because you are trying to strike it in such a way that it doesn't detect you, and failure would mean it does.
Got it. But I get no bonus from the long sword, and okay, I got the bonus. All right, here we go. Woo! Missed. Let's go and try again. Okay. This is crazy, because I rolled a natural one, and I'm going to spend a cap, because I'm sure that this fire isn't going to do anything, but I don't want a natural one result, just in case. 8.
Okay. And traditionally, oozes have lower AC.
That's true.
But not as low as 8. Roll for initiative.
Shit. I'm in such a bad spot!
As it elongates, becomes erect, and turns towards you.
As it becomes erect.
Let's shift the...
Yeah, so that goes between Skid and Sid.
Skid and Sid!
So now Sydney just has to roll high.
I did.
Great. You did?
I have a 19.
Oh, that beats me.
I have an 18.
Ooh.
I also have an 18.
Wow, and I rolled a 16. That was
I have a 15.
Wow!
Saint. Now, the hardest part about this combat is going to be the positioning here. Okay, so we'll be talking some advantage, trying to shoot, trying to attack from behind, moving on the track. So let's get into it. Saint.
Yeah, I'm assuming I can't shoot through three people.
Trying to hit just a penis.
You could move ahead and shoot through one person.
I feel like we should lure it the room. This hallway is insane. I think Saint is going to say...
For the listening audience, Troy just did an uncanny impersonation of a penis. Redirecting its attention.
Slowly becoming, oh my God.
I'm getting
slowly
classy.
Becoming less excited, I think.
I think he's sad.
Tired.
Oh no, he's crying.
Saint is going to yell out as soon as he knows that this sneak attack failed.
And how does that sound?
Turns around, he's going to, his yell?
Yeah.
He says, move back! And he's going to move back into the room and try to lure it out into the bigger space, and he'll have his bow trained, ready to get it.
Okay, smart. I like it. Ellison.
Ellison is going to try to fire off a magic missile.
You do that.
It is unerring.
It is unerring, and from a meta perspective, the fact that we have to roll D100 gives me some hope, perhaps false hope. But also, just I think from Ellison's perspective, it's like we're suddenly trapped in a situation. What's he going to do? He's going to turn to magic. So
okay.
I wonder if we're rolling on a mishap table.
That's what I mean. That's also possible.
Yeah. I thought it was just like a wild magic.
I think it's just we got to see if we get over 50.
Yeah,
if we get over 50, then we'll know.
Okay, I got it on both rolls. So okay. Would you like a D100? Can I try the?
I would love.
Try the Cthulhu dice.
Try the Cthulhu dice.
Wow, you're really mixing it up over there. Yeah. Where do you get those dice?
I think you can get them at glasscannonnetwork.com/store.
Did you get that, folks? Squirrel court.
Squirrel court.
Okay.
Get that out. Well,
I feel like we're going to learn something here. 98.
The magic comes out. Flies right through Warwick's legs.
Oh,
grazes.
Grazes things along the way.
Grazes
is unmentionable. 2 points of damage.
Is he all half orc? All right, 2 points of damage.
And then Ellison will take Saint's advice and fall back into the... Oh, well, no, I can't do that, can I?
No! Yeah. I'm plunged into complete darkness.
Oh, right. No, you can't do it.
No, you do whatever you want.
You have the torch.
You have the torch.
The torch moved to me.
Oh, right. Right.
Forgot.
It did?
Yes.
It did. Yeah.
He tried to burn it.
That's what I was trying to burn it with.
Oh, that's right.
So, Ellison will fall back into the room once we have the light situation rectified.
All right.
There we go.
Great. So, you don't have a torch. Keep a drag of these torches. Okay, so great. So you guys are plunging.
You guys are plunging into darkness. Yeah.
I'm gonna stay in the last square of light.
All right, Saint's in the dark.
All right, Warwick.
Warwick is going to when he sees that it moved out of the way of the fire, just as he stuck it there. He is going to. I think just reactionary, he's going to just try to slice it with his sword, and then he heard Saint's call to fall back. So let's try one attempt with the sword. That is a 15.
Okay. What kind of sword is this?
Magic. A silver longsword.
Okay. Is it magical?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a plus one silver longsword.
Plus one silver longsword. So that is a hit.
Okay. And I do 4 points of damage. Minimum damaggio.
Minimum damaggio. Okay.
And then... feeling that his strike was not very strong, he's going to fall back. Oh, this is tough.
Well, if it comes for us, we'll step into the
way. Well, for near, I can get back here. So I'll just say we're just around the corner.
Leaving poor Pharaoh alone.
Yeah.
Is this thing.
I would be right behind him, but Ellison is in that spot.
Slinks its way up to Pharaoh and just bang! Tries to hit you.
It is not your turn.
It's my turn.
Oh, yeah. I don't sit here.
I don't sit here.
Oh, I'm there.
You're there.
Yeah, well, let me just move right back.
Big difference. Sydney rolled the good roll there.
Yep.
All right.
18.
Pharaoh, it does go dark for you.
Okay. Yeah, so I can't see it at all. And so Pharaoh, he just like runs back into the room. He's like, Ellison, come on! And he gets back. And of course, mechanically, you can't follow that instruction.
Nope, and I'm about to take it from the cube.
It must be so terrifying because there's just a tiny bit of light and you just hear slap, 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 slap. It comes out of the darkness.
I didn't think you were all going to retreat that much.
Yeah!
All right. Jumped on him.
Yeah!
You suddenly hear a disturbing,
giant penis comes out of the darkness.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh, ooze me. Seriously, it just comes into the light right in front of you. That's going to be terrifying.
Yeah. It's going to be awful.
Let's check something. Okay, here we go. Okay, that is going to be a 15.
Yes, that hits.
Okay, so you are going to take 2 points of damage. Not bad. As this corrosive tentacle extends from it.
A pseudopod.
A pseudopod, as it were, yes. Reaches out and slaps you in the face. And
so insulting. It really is.
And now it's Sydney's turn.
Okay.
I guess Seeker, he's just like, I got that. Literally got nothing.
Yeah, got nothing.
It's just crying.
I wanted to help.
She didn't.
You can do this. You can do this, I think.
Amazing. Can I shoot through Ellison? Would you give me a disadvantage?
Disadvantage.
Okay. I'll try. I'll try to get a shot. See if it makes a difference.
Okay, a little dizzy.
You doing one die at a time, dizzy?
Yeah.
She always does that.
It's terrible.
I rolled the same number.
Oh.
20? Twice?
10.
Miss.
Okay.
Miss. Ellison.
Ellison is going to back up away. I'll come to stand next to Saint, and then I'm going to try to fire off another magic missile.
Nice. Okay, hey, worked once.
Natural 20.
Whoa! Oh,
hey! All right, so this would be big damage, but now I need the D100.
Yeah. And we don't know what the requirement is because you rolled so high on that last percentile.
I guess. Yeah, it might be 50-50, but it might be 50-50.
Could be higher. Could be odds and evens. Who knows?
It's fun. Well, no, you rolled 98. So
I think I rolled a 21 again, which I believe was a fail.
Crushing. Come on, you can feel it like on a climbing 20. Up so your crushing. Arms. Nothing. Warwick,
he'll swing back past the creature, kind of toward the other side of it, and try to take an angle on it and strike it from around the corner.
Okay.
Here we go. Silver Lock's on! 19.
There you go.
19's a hit.
All right. Just because I'm going to turn it.
Turned his crit.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to turn in Comstone for a crit.
Oh.
Nice.
All right, here we go. A Comstone crit! Like that Matthew garbage. That's not bad. All right, so 9 points of damage.
And it goes down.
Yes! Awesome. Nice. Rather not worry like, about this thing.
Turns into a puddle.
I'll stand back out in front of it. Oh, we closed the door.
Close the door as the ooze melts into a puddle. Was there anything in it?
There are bones and no like half inside. Dissolved Johnskis. You start piecing through. You also saw that it was feasting on corpses in the background, but you start looking through and you find a little potion.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
On a little like, potion.
It looks like there was like a half digested belt. Still has a potion attached to it.
I'll pluck the potion. Can I identify it by its...
You sure in hell can attempt to.
What can I roll? What can I do?
Detect magic.
Or an intelligence check? I mean...
I don't know if my color it's magical, and right? smell would do it. Yeah, I wonder. You think you have the ability to just intuit by looking and smelling at a potion as to what it is?
Yeah, I could tell what a Dr. Pepper is in the same way.
Is that how it works in this universe? It's smell-based, you think?
Yeah. They all have like...
I defer to Skid.
I would think they all have like a distinct odor and flavor and, you know.
Also the label on the bottle.
Also right. like in a lot of systems...
Maybe some runes.
In like Pathfinder, like potions aren't strictly speaking magical, I think in some cases.
They're alchemical.
So, they're alchemicals.
Right. I also think like if it were Pathfinder, I would roll a spellcraft.
What is your little thing, your whatchamacallit, your background?
Herbalist.
Okay, that's why I think it'll work for you. You have a chance. Let me put it that way. You have a chance.
Okay.
So you're saying there's a chance.
It's a 20, dirty 20.
Oh.
Yeah, it is a potion of healing.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Is this the first time we've had a potion of healing?
I think it is.
Might be.
The secret comes over. Thank God, I'm so thirsty. That's good.
You idiot.
Does this feel like $1 million?
That's delicious.
Is that coconut milk in there? Thank you. What's next?
Can I appeal to Pharaoh for a little bit of healing? I'm only down 2, but I just feel like I don't want to walk into this.
I will try. But we are shaded from King's ice.
Oh, that's a good point. I'll
try.
Can't be done.
Oh, that's right. All healing spells are going to have succumbed to a 50% mischance.
Well, possibly.
Yeah,
it might even be more than 50.
Seeker says it can't be done. It can't be done. Trust me.
Well, I think Pharaoh could try.
No.
I will try.
It's a fool's errand.
Natty 19!
I mean, every time with this roll. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, now the old percentile.
Right. Percentile. 8.
Told you.
He was right.
Seeker, do you have a knife or anything on you?
I have a knife. I mainly use it for spreading jam on bread.
Is it a butter knife?
No, it's a dagger, but...
Well, why don't you hold it? If your spells, if you can't cast...
Like this?
Be able to defend yourself.
I'd have to be very close to someone. I'm used to channeling the power.
You keep those emotional walls up.
His Holiness, Geed.
Don't worry about it. Just wait until Geed shall open her eyes to herself, to your plight soon. We can have faith in
I
that.
I think
until that time, you should mistaken. Stay safe.
I think you're mistaken. I think that Geed left us a long time ago.
Geed is always with us.
It's not that
here. Geed... And I touch him on the chest, like where his heart is.
He just kind of removes your hand. I'm not saying Geed has abandoned us. Clearly, you still have some sort of connection. But for him to leave me behind in this place leads me to believe connection has been severed, at least temporarily.
Your light is dimmed, but it shall glow.
It's not more.
I would question where your power is coming from.
My magic is subject to the same obstacles as yours, and my magic does not come from a deity.
Your magic is something anyone can learn, simple parlor tricks.
Can you learn it?
If I chose to take the time, but why would I do that when I have a connection to Geed? Geed gives me all the magic that I would ever need.
Except for now.
Except for now.
All right, shall we proceed?
Don't worry, it's fine. We will protect you. You have done so much for us. Allow us to return the favor until such time as your power returns.
Thanks.
Orc, did you see anything further down the hall?
No, it kept extending.
It was a pile of corpses.
Now the door has sealed itself shut. Permanently. We're lost.
It opened.
Did I shut the door?
Yes. I forgot. I turned off the power of opening doors for you guys.
The hallway was long, but I saw an opening to the south. Follow me.
You go up to where it was. Once your light hits there, you see it's just a pile of corpses clogging the way forward right at the intersection. And in fact, that pile goes all the way to the back wall. So right where you're standing there, like you could climb over them, but like they're all half devoured.
Are they all human?
Looks like what you can tell, maybe they were mainly humanoid, all wearing various suits of armor, crushed. There's like a rock coming from above. Something horrible happened here. You don't think the ooze could have just drug all these bodies there? These bodies were like cornered and
I think they
slaughtered.
Were dead already.
But like just feasting recently, right? Like fairly recently.
No, they're not very well preserved. The only reason they're moist is from the ooze.
I'm gonna try to detect magic. You know, I may not be able to
have the D100 ready and just roll it with all together.
I don't want to chip my dice.
Wow.
So I will respect my Norse Foundry dice.
It shows that they've got some use. They've got some miles on them.
And then, right.
Mileage.
But then they'll be chipped and they won't roll evenly.
Better.
I don't get it off.
Oh. You want to use a cap?
You lose detect magic for the day?
I think I lose.
Maybe you need to study that one harder.
Maybe. Or I could use a cap and...
No,
it's not worth it. With magic being useless down here, I'll save the cap to save my life.
So detect magic.
Gone for the day.
Gone for the day.
Warwick is going to spend a little bit of time. He'll sheathe his sword, and he's going to grab some of the armor, some of the bones and stuff, and he's going to kind of sift through it a little bit just to see if there's any weaponry here, if there's any... Anything else other than just empty corpses?
Money.
If there's any
money,
bags
money.
Of
money,
ish,
money.
Any rings
you,
of great value?
The only thing that is still in usable sort of move for?
Shape.
Shape,
yeah. Condition?
Condition, thank you. The condition, usable condition. Even usable isn't a good word. Anyways, is a knight's helm.
Ooh.
And there is a crossbow bolt, like, going straight through it into the skull of the head that is still in it.
Whoa.
But it bears the insignia of the Green Knights. With, like, the crest.
Forgive me, but I need this more than you.
I'm going to put my foot, like, on the helm and just rip the bolt out.
Pull the bolt out.
And then take the helm off. And just kind of inspect the inside.
Skull comes with it, and it's just these lifeless eyes staring up at you through the visor.
He's just going to shake the skull out of it.
God damn it, Yorick.
Alas.
Do him, Horish.
Skull hits the ground, just looks up at you.
He's going to smell it. Does it smell like fresh death grossness?
No, or is it just so old? It definitely stinks. But yeah, it's... This had to have happened a long time ago, but, you know, it's moist down here, and so there's a little bit of a mildewy smell as well. You don't know, as the Seeker said, if you are subterranean or in a different place altogether.
That is funny. Like, we have no idea where or indeed when we are.
Yeah. We might not even be in the castle at all.
Totally. Is the helm...
You're a TV in the other room.
Well, we know it's
a Red Sox
we know it's
a crypt. The World Series!
1918!
God!
Seeker, how long were you down here before we joined you?
Moments. Moments. I tried to cast light, and it didn't work. And so I just... I sat down and waited. That's when the dust got in my eyes, and my eyes got red. Watery.
Sounds hard.
From the dust.
I'm going to...
In my eyes.
Does the helm have any insignia of Taragnus on it? Does it have any...
It bears the crest of the Green Knights.
Right, you said that. Right. Okay. Then I'm going to put it on.
So how many pieces of this Green Knight armor do you have now?
So now I've got a shield, a helm, and a gauntlet.
You get an achievement if you get
the... That's the whole idea. I want the complete set. It unlocks a plus 10% chance to hit.
It's a rare trophy.
I'm going to put on the helm now. But I mean, I think there's certain gross factors where you'd be like, no. But if you had like the opportunity to protect your head, you'd put that thing on there.
I'm also thinking of every video game where you kill someone and immediately loot them and just put on their clothes.
I was dripping with like, blood and like,
that's
like, yeah, all right.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would really work. But yeah, this is an old corpse. He's going to put it on.
Saint would like to move up then through Ellison and Warwick and peer down what looks to be a hallway to the right.
Okay.
And I would like to check for traps.
Okay, so you look down there, you just don't have a lot of light.
And Warwick has to step forward.
Oh, Warwick.
Apologies.
No, it's actually me. Oh. No, it should be me.
It should be me.
No, you passed the torch off to me.
No, I didn't. I took it back from you.
And then I took it back.
I never said that.
And the time time ticks on while they argue about.
Is this the only way, or does it dead ends?
Dead ends there. That was all piled with bodies.
Warwick, hold on. And Saint is going to check for traps down this hallway.
Okay, you look for traps down that hallway. You start moving towards a
door.
Door there on your right, and you don't see any traps.
He'll move. He'll keep moving, and I see now another door.
There's another door there now to the east.
West.
Excuse me, west.
He kind of signals to Warwick to keep walking. He just wants to check this whole area for any traps.
Just a little lay of the land. I got you. Still no traps, but you do see another door to the east.
My gosh. Oh, it's a crypt. So maybe this is along in the stall or whatever.
Then it seems to turn into a larger room. That opens to the west, which is where you end up.
There's too many doors behind us. I don't like moving any further forward without seeing what's in there.
Agreed.
Well, we already came up to that hallway.
Ooh.
Oh.
So let's talk about what's in there.
Oh.
Right after
this. Oh.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host, and I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine, and now, I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness. because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.
Reality TV is messy, pop culture is louder than ever, and the internet completely unhinged. Welcome to Roxanne
and Chantel,
the podcast where cousins Roxanne and Chantel break down reality TV, celebrity drama, and the stories everyone's texting about.
We recap the shows, spill the headlines, and sit down with the stars themselves.
No filter.
No boring takes.
Just the tea.
New episodes every week.
If it's trending,
we're talking about it.
This is Roxanne
and Chantel.
Let's get into it.
There's nothing in there.
I was ready to fight.
That's not entirely true. While this next room is empty, you do see from the light of the torch, the floor is covered in deep sword gouges, and the walls are blackened by fire.
So they did come through here.
Blackened by fire.
So maybe they didn't escape through here. Maybe they did come. Maybe the bad, whoever they were, knights.
They originated here?
No, maybe they traveled through what should have been a safety portal or something.
Okay, because we ran into earlier evidence of other adventurers, like dungeon delvers, because the people that had been petrified and stuff, right? Yeah. They were more recent.
They were coming to, like, loot.
Yeah,
so maybe that's
perhaps
who's,
other crawlers.
That's who is violating the crypts, is those, more of those people.
Maybe.
Not.
Maybe, but the bodies we've seen past them, past, like, the halfling and the spider web and stuff, all the other bodies have been, like, knights, right? Like, insignias mm-hmm. and weapons. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You do see, Warwick, about 20 feet away from where you were just standing there at the end of the hall, it wraps around again and goes to the north.
Sheesh.
You're the only one that can see
that.
Oh, so
it is the crypts. It's like corridors.
Yeah, these corridors. Okay, let's start
How much you guys want to bet there's just going to be... the undead in the crypts.
No way, man.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to come back.
I bet $1 million.
Door, Troy,
game over.
At the hallway where we first entered and open it. The first door to the east.
Okay.
Gunk.
Whoa. Already not what I was expecting.
What do you see?
What is it?
What do all guys see?
It's a shelf of some kind.
Small little room. A table full of notes. Old ancient parchment. Runes etched all over the place. Ellison, as you step in, your eyes light up.
Oh.
Why?
Explode. No, because... you see that...
I'm dancing.
Some sort of wizard. A wizard's workshop.
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
All right, I'd like to spend some time looking through everything and seeing if there's anything of use. Scrolls, perhaps.
Okay.
Too bad you can't detect magic.
Well, you can't detect magic. You can read. Give me an intelligence check. Obviously, you recognize some of the runes here. Some of them have been erased and written over.
Oh.
I rolled a natural one.
Use your bottle cap.
Wizard mishap. Yeah, that would be a wizard mishap, which is fun.
It's not a spell.
In a wizard room.
Fuck. I just really want to mishap.
Using his brain.
Mishap. Wizard mishap for my intelligence.
I thought it was a spell.
I was just trying to think of something, and I opened a wormhole.
I shit my pants.
And I shit my pants.
I thought too hard. I plum shit my pants.
I'm gonna turn on a cap.
Oh.
Wow.
I've not missed a cap toss. Like five tosses.
Natural three. Okay, six. I'm just gonna take everything.
I'll read this later. Back at the hotel.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, this looks like there's a tube park nearby.
Is it just notes? Are there any objects that may or may not be magical?
Well, there's like black scorch marks that are sort of spiraling across the floor, like magic took place here while also magic was being researched here. But with your dumb brain, just don't know what it is.
I'm going to ask my question again. Are there objects on the table?
No.
I think
objects.
I could figure that out.
There are arcane implements that you could use, but you know.
An alethiometer? Maybe.
There are basic arcane implements that would be helpful.
I will take everything that looks like it's even partially in good shape.
All right, put that in a slot. Okay, I would say
arcane implements.
Random arcane implements, one slot. And then all the notes would be another slot.
Okay.
To bring to someone more intelligent.
You have room?
I do not. I'm going to have to hand off something. Does anyone have any open slots?
I did, but now I'm holding this dagger. That was my 10th slot.
You had it on your person.
I know, but I...
It counts no matter what. You don't have to hold
what
it
I'm saying in. Is I can't help him.
Doesn't make any sense what you said.
Maybe I'll give...
I'm all thumbs.
Should I give the potion of... I'll give the potion of healing to Warwick. And do you have slots for that?
But I drank that.
No. So I would have to drop something, but I'd rather have the potion of healing. So, yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll drop all the food and water.
I have a torch that I could drop to if you need your slots.
I'll drop iron spikes.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of iron spikes that I could.
You guys are just clanging around with iron spikes.
Yeah, I have an iron spike.
Yeah, what am I building, a railroad? What do I need these things
Seriously.
For?
Seriously.
Right, I'm gonna dump my iron spikes.
Implements. I have the longbow for some reason.
Oh.
Oh, because
am I just carrying?
You were just carrying it to try to sell it later. I think was the idea.
Can I pass that off to anybody?
I can drop my torch, but I have a feeling we're going to need the torches here.
I just want to take these documents because they might be useful to us at some point. Are they written in a common tongue?
I'll drop my caltrops. Give me the bow.
Okay.
Even though I can't use it. But.
Be careful walking out of here.
Oh, no, I dropped my caltrops.
Covered in iron spikes and caltrops.
My caltrops. Ow, ow, ow.
What the fuck?
Ow, ow.
While you're standing there at the door, contemplating all of these things and who's going to hold what, you hear the seeker go, ah! And you look out the door and you just see this like gaunt gray creature just like launch itself. It's the seeker, and the seeker and this body just boom, disappear into the darkness. Roll for initiative.
I run out before the initiative roll so that I'm move the Johnski between you and Matthew. Yeah, Matthew, just make sure that it's on camera there. So pull it in toward yourself a little bit. There we go. Everybody wants to see it. All right. Come on, Warwick. Matthew, we need you to roll the best.
Okay.
That's not promising.
Nope.
I got a 16.
I got an 11.
11 Z's.
I got a 0.
Oof.
Oh.
So 16's the highest.
Okay. 16's the highest for now. That's where the old initiative thing is there. That's where I sit.
So what'd you get?
Okay. I got a good roll.
Is it better than a 16?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you go
Shit. You just hear... And it's your turn.
Oh.
I hear a choking
sound. It's killing him! Stop just standing there!
I put the documents into my bag. No,
to your 10th slot.
Which way did the thing seem to pull the seeker? To the south?
To the south.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to stay in here because I can't see anything out there. And so until the torch goes out there, I'm useless.
Okay. Warwick.
Warwick's runs around the corner.
Okay. The seeker is lying on the ground. Bleeding from his neck.
Oh.
And dying.
Well, there goes that healing potion.
I'm going to look both ways.
Nothing.
No creature?
You see nothing.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a seeker! He's down!
And I'm going to walk over his body, basically past him, and just be like, Pharaoh! Pharaoh! And look further down the hallway to see if there's any sign of this creature. Nothing.
Okay, give me a wisdom check.
Sorry, just to be clear, it came from the north and knocked him to the south.
It seemed to have come from the north. It just appeared out of nowhere, boom, and just pulled him down there.
All right, so I'm thinking it's to the south, so I'm going to stay on the south side of him with the torch out in front of me, my sword up in the air, and I will roll a wisdom, John, as wisdom. Per your request. Let's see, wisdom. Oof! Gonna be tough for Warwick. 14.
Ooh! 14. Looking like, where the fuck is this thing? You look up.
No!
Clinging to the walls with four arms is this like spindly, crazy looking gaunt creature.
Oh, no.
That just launches itself at you. Oh, but you have the initiative here, so you have a chance to defend yourself.
And he's just gonna reach up and swipe with your Witcher sword, man.
Check out
this sword we got from Susie.
Matthew is the one that's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Yep. Just be like, oh, look at this fun thing.
Right on the head.
All right. He swings the sword in a panic at this creature as it falls upon him. No, I missed. I'm down to one cap. I'm down to one cap.
No.
This is life and death. I got to spend it. Okay. I got to spend it. I got to spend it.
Oh, boy. It's got claws that have little suckers attached. No.
Natural one.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you bastard.
Oh, so you swing. I'm going to say you swing so wide because your reaction is so fast because you're thinking it's going to come down at you really quickly, and you swing, your sword clangs off the wall and drops to the ground.
Clack, 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 clack.
This thing lands at you claws deep for its first attack.
It's not your turn.
It's not your turn.
Oh, it is, because I delayed.
He delayed, he's saying.
Here we go. First attack.
So much for our whole discussion.
Last misses with an 11.
Okay. It's like scraping on him, biting at him. He's fighting away.
Second attack, 16.
That is a hit because my shield is not equipped.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have your shield up because you were holding the torch?
I'm holding the torch.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a good thing you weren't surprised. You only take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Should we move this then?
No. So basically, my thought behind this is when it acted, it now becomes its initiative in the round. So I had the chance to go first. I now go here. But after that, like, I'm not going to get to go again. I'm not going to get to go until after Warwick goes down.
So then we need to move it. That's what's confusing about.
Oh, I see.
About delaying
I see.
In this.
Joe, last time Joe and I were like, actually, let's not do it. This doesn't account for it.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
If you want to take two attacks, just take two attacks. I don't care.
No, but it doesn't make sense.
You had a huge jump.
If you want to just kill us or something.
Yeah, no, he attacked the Seeker. I just feel like thematically.
Just move the timer.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. All right. That's right.
That should work.
Yep. It's actually on Troy's spot where it is.
Yes.
On me. And then it becomes Farrah's turn.
Right. Okay. Oh, shit.
Farrah. Okay. Yeah, there's a house rule here waiting to be done. It's kind of like if you,
you delay.
Go before, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So the creature, it's on top of Warwick.
It's just right trying to climb. It just barely grazed him. Yeah, right to the south.
Okay. I'm going to try. So I've got disadvantage here, I guess. I apologize. Before your turn, let's deal with the Seeker, because that would be his turn.
Yeah. He's got to roll.
So he needs to roll a d4.
Oh.
Thank you.
And what's his con?
I've got so much going on here. I forgot all about that. All right. I've got the Seeker's con. It is plus 0. So it's a flat d4 roll.
Flat d4 roll to see how many rounds we've got.
3.
3 rounds. Okay. Live forever.
Okay.
And now we go
forever.
Sorry to cut you off there.
Okay.
Let's go.
So disadvantage, firing the crossbow at the creature. That is a 12.
That is, with disadvantage, that's a
with
hit.
Disadvantage.
All right, so it swings past Warwick and hit this thing.
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
Great.
Just right recoils. And now it's Saint's turn.
Okay. Saint is going to move. He hasn't been able to see what's been happening because he was in the room, but he's going to move out to the right. It's too many people to shoot through.
All of these tight hallways in this dungeon are difficult.
Move to the left. In front of the Seeker, Seeker's on the ground. Warwick is standing being attacked, and he's going to try to take a shot. Would you allow me, because this creature hasn't seen me, I just came out of the room, could I get my backstab?
No, I'm not going to say it, because right now it's in combat. It's preparing for to be attacked by you guys.
All right, so I will just shoot it with my short bow. Natural 20.
Oh! Yes!
But now it's disadvantage.
Still disadvantage.
That's the problem. You're shooting through 19.
Just roll another natural 20.
Yeah, just roll another natural 20. You're fine.
Natural 10 for a 13.
That's a hit.
But I'm going to use a cap and turn it into a crit.
Okay, I think that works. All right, so that is a crit.
It's a great idea.
Okay,
awesome.
So seven. Points.
Nice.
All right, so this thing is pretty fucked up. There's just like green ooze coming out of these wounds. And now it's Ellison's turn.
Allison is going to... The room plunges into darkness when Mark left. So I'm going to stumble my way onto the hallway, stand behind Pharaoh, and I'm going to reach over and do a magic missile, or attempt to anyway.
Oh, I said 13. My short... It would be 15 to hit. Sorry. Okay. Just my math.
Okay. That is a 19 or a natural 19. So okay, now...
So you're good.
D100.
D-Hanzo.
Oh, D-Hanzo. Oh, right.
D-Hanzo.
Come on.
11.
Oh!
Man!
Poop.
Okay.
Poop!
Poop.
This is bad.
Finish it, Warwick.
All right. Warwick is going to... Gotta grab the sword. Boom. So he's got a torch in his right hand, a sword in his left hand.
Nope. Sword's on the ground.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Normally, I'm saying his sword's in his left hand, torch in his right hand. So he is going to... he looks for the sword briefly, but this thing is just all over him. I would like to try to grab at whatever this thing's, like... neck region is,
yep.
Jam it into the wall, and then just like shove the torch into its face.
Right to its face.
Like,
all right, so we're talking probably a strength check here.
Strength check?
Yeah,
sounds
I feel
good.
Like you're trying to physically manhandle it.
Can I have advantage?
With, yeah, because this is your thing, yeah.
Okay. Grit. Here we go. I rolled a natural 2 a natural 3.
Jesus.
He can't win this fight right now. And it's slipping through his grasp.
They're all thumped.
Damn it.
Okay, it flies down the hallway using its multiple arms to like give it extra speed as it goes and goes into the darkness. Ugh. And you lose sight of it.
Oh my god.
It's now Pharaoh's turn.
Jeez.
It's so terrifying, the fact you looked up and saw it.
It's so
like,
scary. It knocks the sword out of my hand, and I almost get it, and then it just runs away.
Seeker. Seeker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nat 20, natty 14. That's one. He's got two left.
So, okay, can I stand, can I move past Ellison and stand atop him and try?
Sure.
Right.
Say under the circumstances.
Push past. Ella says, "Wait here." And
any prone body can be stand on. Stood on. We'll
stood
say.
Upon.
Okay. Squish, squish.
And I'm gonna try to cast Cure Light.
What a moment here.
Natural 19.
Oh.
Crazy.
11 points of healing.
Oh my god.
Now the D100.
Oh.
That would be great for him.
It would be. 71.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you saved him!
The breath of life comes.
You know what? You're a bigger man, Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Bigger man. That's great.
It is all in service of Geet.
The breath of life wakes him up.
His newfound wisdom. I love it.
And so he's awake now. That's great.
That's great.
It is Saint's turn.
The creature ran to the south, right?
Yes.
Okay. Saint is going to move over the seeker who's just waking up. And move toward the south.
They have all of us clambering over each other in this narrow hallway.
Like pushing against the walls. And I can't see it, right? It's out of the light?
Yeah, it's scrambled down there. You don't see it.
All right, so he'll just have his bow out, and he's looking at the ceiling as he's running everywhere. And he'll just be ready. If it comes around the corner again, he's going to loose an arrow.
Ellison.
I don't know what to do here. I am... The seeker's okay. You know, I'm just going to move up. Move up behind Saint. And can I do any kind of... stop that while I'm trying to take my turn?
He loves that sword. He loves that sword.
Can I try to listen for it? Like, everyone, I'm like, shh, shh.
Yeah,
see if I can
maybe do some sort of...
wisdom check?
Yeah, I mean, you really could just listen, right? You're listening. And it's either gone or really good at hiding.
I mean, it is really good at hiding. I mean, you know, it can be up, it can be down.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Just look into the dark and you don't hear anything.
Okay, yeah, I'll just move up and I'll just be ready in case something happens.
Warwick.
He'll move down to his sword, pick it up, walk forward in front of Saint there, and... he's mainly looking at the ceiling. He's like, looking up, and I'll come down if you'll allow it,
mm-hmm.
and look around the corner.
Okay.
So he comes around the corner, peeking around.
Okay. Give me a wisdom roll.
Okay. 15.
15. Okay. It is clinging to the side of the wall. It's using like little suction cups that are next to its like clawed fingers to like cling to the wall. And it just kind of wraps around and tries to grab it.
Oh, man.
Okay. So let's see.
You should be able to get an attack. You should be able to get an attack off.
Well, I had to pick up my sword to get down past you.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I would give you the same. Well, here's the difference. You didn't catch it. It made its stealth check, whereas the first time
I
caught its stealth
I made
check.
The wisdom, didn't I?
No, you didn't pass
so I failed
its
it. Okay.
Stealth.
Okay.
So that's the
so
only
he
reason.
He peeks around the corner and then it comes around.
The first time your wisdom beat my stealth, but now it's stealth built into your wisdom.
Oh, I thought it was a flat DC.
Yeah, so I'm giving it the jump. All right, I think it's going to miss, though. That's a 12.
Miss.
Okay, that's a 21.
Poop.
Okay, and this is...
Do you
is,
know what this creature is?
I have no idea.
Suction cups on its hands, forearm.
It grabs you with this claw and starts, like, strangling you with the claw. Double damage where it got you by surprise. Oh, no. 6 points of damage. Just feel like the claw digging into your neck, and then this suction is just, like, squeezing it. So you guys just hear, and this is...
We can see it. He's like, Warwick is inside anyway.
Pharaoh.
See, this thing is badass.
Seeker's up. Seeker can go, though.
Oh, yeah, Seeker's up. What's going on? That's what he did to me! That's what he did to me! The neck thing!
What?
A helpful turn.
That's what he did to the
solid
neck thing!
Is he doing the neck thing? That's what he did to me! I stood in Gein's halls! He welcomed me into his whiskey shed!
Yeah, I guess there's not much he could do, so... Yeah, Pharaoh is at that. Warwick! And he's going to. I'm going to get. I don't want to stand in front of the. Well, I guess I will, actually. Okay, so. No, but I have to reload. So he's going to reload the crossbow and just move up into the light just so we can just get some idea of what's happening down there.
Yeah, and you just see Warwick being strangled by this four-armed, gray-skinned. Ropey armed monstrosity. It has like you can't even see its eyes. It's just like skin covering its face.
Sounds like I Am Legend or something.
Yeah, it's definitely like
the zombie.
What was that movie? Yeah. Mimic? Was it Mimic with Mia?
Oh, with
Mia Sorvino.
Yeah.
I remember being like, I can't see the monster at all. That whole movie, but it has like a mimicky sort of feel, or even like a smaller version of the thing in Cloverfield.
Oh, totally.
Almost kind of like Cloverfield.
You know who's in that movie?
Oh.
Rob Kirkovich.
Get out of here!
He's in the party scene, like in the beginning.
Before the world ended.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great movie. I mean, for its time. I remember being like, this is a great idea.
It's great.
Me.
It's still it's fun.
Imagine that happened.
I think I
right now.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah, I would want it to.
What'd you do? You'd be useless. You got one arm.
I'd be so funny.
You'd be the first one to be like, take him.
Yeah.
You'd be dead.
Saint.
Saint will run down and run right up to Warwick because it's on the corner wall, right? Like it reached around
the
wall.
Yeah, it's like reaching around and grabbing.
So he'll come up there and bend around the corner to get the shot off.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you clean.
Okay, I was going to say.
Single roll.
I don't get my back stabbed, though. I can't, like, hide. We're in the hallway.
Point blank, bow right. Shot.
That is going to be a 16.
16's a hit.
Okay. I'm going to turn it into a crit.
Okay, nice.
Okay, use them up. It's five in a row.
Three.
No, but you spent the cap for the crit.
Yeah, it's
that is from the
double.
You're making a joke.
I am.
Oh. It's double.
So it's just reaching around the corner, clawing at Warwick, strangling him. Boom, that goes in. More green ooze coming out of it. It's feeling lifeless, like its grip on you is starting to loosen. Can Ellison finish it off?
Can I get a magic whistle off from here?
Surely can try.
Surely can try.
Turns corners.
Natural
get the
20.
Hell out of
okay.
Here.
Oh, but...
Now I have to roll the D100.
I have to roll the D100, yeah.
Right. I
don't want to take that nat 20 away, so you go for it.
Natural 20, natural 18.
Yeah. It is unerring. You can see its hand on Warwick's neck, we'll say.
83.
Oh!
Hits.
Yes!
Okay.
Crit.
So 2d4. Come on. Okay, 6 points of damage.
Sane, you're standing right there. You can see like it's squeezing and just blood coming out of the claw marks in Warwick's neck. Boom, 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 gets buffeted by these force missiles and just falls to the
ground. Yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
Yes, yeah, I'm all right.
Warwick, is it dead?
He's going to put this sword into his sheath real fast.
Yeah, it's dead.
He's bleeding, Olsen.
I've got my knife.
Wait.
I've got my knife. Should you need any jam?
Should you need any jam?
Should you need any jam on your toast?
Jam.
I'm going to run up.
That's your...
Saint will move past, and it says, he's bleeding, Pharaoh.
Okay, I'm going to move up and...
Okay.
Oh, wait. All right. Got to get all those air rolls.
Natural 19.
How is that possible?
He keeps getting the same number, too.
42.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wait, that one was for me, so now I'm mad.
Wait, could you use a cap to re-roll just the second of the D10s? like the first of the D10s that you re-roll? You can re-roll any die.
It doesn't really matter.
You can re-roll any die you want. That's the way you roll it.
It's terrible. No. Seeker says I'd help you if I could. I cannot something.
Here's the potion.
Something has. I drank that.
Well, that's right.
How badly are you hurt?
Cherry.
I am at 8 hit points out of 15.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm at 5 out of 7.
Wait, so.
That thing had advantage on dex checks to sneak and hide, and you still caught it the first time, and then deals 2x damage against surprised creatures.
What's the creature called?
Yeah, what is this?
A strangler.
Strangler.
Can I look at the...
Very cool.
It's a ruins random encounter.
Can I look at the body? Is there anything... There's nothing on it, I assume.
No, it's just this, like, typical creature that would crawl into these type of spaces.
Should we go back?
I think we should try to cast heal again.
Yeah, I'll try.
The risk is losing it. So do you have a bottle cap?
I do have a bottle cap.
All right. Let's see. If you don't have a bottle cap, don't roll it, but
try again. That is a success. Natural 9. All right. And another natural 9 on the percentile.
Damn it.
All right.
Double 9.
Well, so I'll either drink the potion or I'll live with it for now.
Should we look in another room? Maybe we'll find another potion or something.
And just going into another room.
I know.
The danger. So,
the other thing is, that will the potion even work? Or is it subject to the same percentile chance?
I feel like it's already made. Why would it?
Yeah.
It's a magical effect.
Yeah.
I think it's the result of a successful magical effect. Right.
I say we go into another room.
Okay.
Should we go right back there? Up? Let's go. Is the first one the one I'm standing right next to?
Fine.
Like, you went around the corner. Come back. Come back.
Oh, right. I forgot there's doors we have to explore up here. Yeah, okay.
There's the one to the west right here.
Yeah. Saint, we'll check the door for traps.
No traps.
All right, Warwick.
All right.
My knife. Smells of marmalade.
Are you Paddington?
The last sandwich I had before I left. And it's old.
All right, I will open the door.
You open the door.
Feeling low on HP.
In the light of your torch, you see a sarcophagus in the center of the room, ornate, beautifully sculpted by hands, must have worked tirelessly for centuries to be able to provide this craftsmanship. Single body laying, sword in hand. There is a nameplate you can see in the front. The room wraps around. It appears to be the center of this strange, otherworldly crypt.
I'm going to look around for traps as I pass through and into the room. There's a sarcophagus. Calls behind him. And I'm going to bring the flame, like, right.
Oh, he's been encased in carbon.
Should be quite well protected. if he survived the precinct.
Saint pulls Seeker into the room too to make sure he's not again just standing in the hallway.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
and the torch starts to sputter. We need another one.
Wait! Let me try one more time.
Stop shaking it, Troy.
Try to cast light.
The tongue out is really kind of bothering me, but
it's like Jordan.
Should you just place it on the number?
He
tosses it and then he.
Okay,
he does very dumb.
That was like one short of a success, so I'm going to.
Oh.
Cap.
Oh my god,
David Wright's so eerie about this.
I just like it was kind of like
natural one.
Wow. So you lost it.
And
yeah. You've lost your connection with Geed.
Yeah. You have a mishap.
What's wrong?
There's no mishap.
There's no mishap for the priest.
Just has to atone.
What's wrong? What's wrong up there?
We're losing the light. Does anybody have a torch?
I do.
Light it, quickly.
Saint will use his flint and steel and his torch.
And mine just went out.
And he lights the torch.
Flip it, Troy. A new torch has been lit, but I now have no torches.
This is my only torch.
I have no torches either.
Are you serious?
You're even using them.
I don't have any.
Farrah, do you have any torches?
No.
Are you serious? That means we have one hour before we have to get out of here. And we're through a portal.
Yeah, we can hope the portal takes us back.
There's no portal.
When you appeared here and looked back, there was a painting on the wall.
There's no portal here.
There was no way out, per se.
Speed run. Stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking.
You stand.
Throw open the top of the sarcophagus.
The lights go out. Saint grabs at the torch, trying to get it lit here in the darkness. And as Saint is lighting it, you just hear the sound of stone scraping on stone. And you're like, come on, why is this taking so long? It's like a little cool wind that comes near. The temperature in the room drops by about 20 degrees. And you're like, why won't this start?
Come on.
Slate moving against slate. And you turn the torch on. And you guys look. And you see that the lid of the sarcophagus is sliding open. And within it, a form is slowly rising. And we'll see you next week.
Oh my god!
Oh
stop the,
no!
Stop the timer!
Stop the timer!
Stop the
what?
Stop the timer!
Oh my god!
For God's sake!
Oh my god.
I'd argue we could turn that back as Troy went back narratively to turn the torch on.
That's true.
Wasting time.
Dude, this is real. I don't know if this is a fight or not, but I know that thing, that 1 hour, could be the death of all of us.
That's death right there.
That timer.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host, and I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine. And now, I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness. Because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.